Let's do this.
Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. For beer, wine and spirits delivered to your door, go to glengarywines.co.nz.
Alright, mother truckers, welcome aboard to Cocktail Corner. Gwilym, are you there?
I'm totally here. Let's do this. Let's kick out the jam, so to speak.
Right on, bro. Right on. Now, I've had you sort of in behind me coming out of a little speaker. I've heard all sorts of rattlings around, and I've done little to none of the rattling around that you're doing. So how far ahead are you, and where are you in the cocktails? I'm going to be making these in real time with you. John is in the CD library with the door closed, so he's not helping.
Good. So he'll be staring sort of lovingly through the little panel.
It's
going,
not loving, but it's creepy.
Where's my one?
It's real creepy.
I can't see Big Hungry.
It's better when he's talking, actually.
It's probably about, I don't know, 5 metres away, Gwilym. I can see some glasses on the deck there.
Do you think I've lost weight, by the way, John? I think isolation's been quite good to me.
My sure, you're wearing track pants, so it's kind of hard to judge. They're not exactly
Thank
fitted.
You. Thanks, I appreciate that. Okay, Gwilym, I've got ice in martini glasses.
That's good.
Where'd the list go, John? You had the list.
You said you were just going to get Gwilym to tell you how to do it.
You're holding the list.
But I can tell you, well, this requires, I can let you know, it requires 30 mils of Finlandia vodka.
I've got it in front of me.
So this is a lovely vodka from Finland. If you don't have Finlandia, feel free to use anything you want. I know most of you will have a bottle of Smirnoff Red hiding in the back closet somewhere, but we're about crisp, we're about good. So I'd chuck a bottle of Finlandia in, and then you're away laughing. And like, you can even, just to make it really easy for you, you can jump online and go to Glengarry, and there's even a little button you can click. If you click in the cocktail bundles, there'll be one when you scroll down for espresso martinis. You can just get all of this and the recipe sent to you.
Why nice. Why is Finlandia a good vodka, Gwilym?
So Finlandia is a really good vodka, basically because they use really, really clean water, triple distilled, and it's winter wheat. So the difference between winter wheat and normal wheat is you get a sort of lower yield in the grains they're using. So what they're actually using to ferment to start building their wash, which is the first part of distillation, is a lot cleaner and a lot less sort of weird other stuff coming in there. Like,
that's what I figured.
In the EU, when you're dealing with vodka, it can be made from anything that's agricultural.
Like dead animals and stuff?
Well, basically that's why they put an agricultural, because you had people in Russia making vodka out of dead horses and carpet. Yeah, so,
right. cool.
Yeah. So Finlandia, they ain't got no dead horses and they ain't got no carpet in their vodka. It's got winter wheat.
So Big Hungry needs 30 mils of Finlandia vodka.
Oh, is this what I'm doing right now? Am I doing this
now? Yeah, let's crack it.
Okay, into a Boston shaker
but
full
I'm
of ice.
But I'm doubling all this up, so.
So.
Which one do you put this, into the big Boston bit or the little Boston bit?
Little Boston bit.
Okay, sweet. Hang on. This is going to be so fucked, bro. This is not going to work.
It's going to be fine. You're going to be fine.
Okay, one
shot. So I've cracked my bottle.
One shot? Is that 30 mils?
One shot is 30 mils, but if you're doing what I'm doing, I'm making two.
Yeah,
so you need to do
two
you need to do 60 mils, so two shot glasses.
Yep, boom.
All right. Boom. Got that in the little tin?
Yep, there it's in.
Boom town. All right, so now we've got De Kuyper. So we've got a little coffee liqueur here. If you don't have a De Kuyper coffee liqueur,
oh shit,
grab whatever you got. This stuff is
oh damn
awesome. So basically we're going to put in
really
40 mils
it, but I'm not gonna... 40, so kind of like an overpouring shot.
So like, yeah, so if you do one full shot,
yeah,
and then one like third full shot, you'll be on the money.
What's the De Kuyper? De Kuyper.
So De Kuyper is probably one of the oldest liquor companies in the world. So they're from Holland.
And is that 2 times 40 mil, by the way? Yeah.
No, 40 mils in total. So 20 mils
for
the single one.
Okay, looks like I'm going to have a little shot of them.
Yeah, man, do it. It's delicious.
This is my cup.
What do you think of that coffee liqueur situation?
Oh, straight to the top. Fucking, that's probably good enough for a espresso tini for me, actually, just drinking this stuff straight, to be honest.
I'm
from Silverdale, so.
All right.
So, it's good, man. Yum.
So De Kuyper, they're basically one of the first producers of liqueurs. Like, they started making gin in like the 17th century, and they haven't really stopped. So they're actually the royal distillers of Holland since 1695. So
wow,
that's like older than New Zealand.
There's some hell of vintage in Europe, eh? It's crazy.
Oh, you went all computery on me then. I missed that.
I'm just saying, like, Europe's got the hell of vintage for the white people anyway. You know.
Oh shit, yeah. Shit, yeah. So now the last little thing is we've got some great sort of New Zealand products. So this is Harpoon Cold Brew. This is espresso strength cold brew. It's not your normal sort of rip the top off the can and just smash it. This is concentrated.
We're not fucking around kind of cold
brew. This is concentrated. Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
So what's really cool about this as well is it's got a little pea protein emulsifier. So don't worry, vegans. It is pea protein.
I'm sorry, what?
So what that does is it's going to make it go foamy. So most of the time you're pissing around with espresso,
you're trying to put chickpeas in there because nobody likes egg stuff kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly. Well, so this basically does the same thing. So it actually has the chickpea protein already in there,
fucking
so you don't need to worry about it. So now we've got two ways we can go. Okay. So if you're at home and you don't have ice, if you chuck all of these ingredients in your fridge and get them as cold as possible and put a bottle of water in your fridge, instead of shaking with ice, you can shake it in the Boston tin. Just add in 20 mils of water per drink instead of ice and shake it, and you'll still get a really, really similar experience to what you're going to get by shaking it with ice.
Okay, but we've got ice.
So we're going to chuck some ice in that tin now.
Oh, really? Not going to put any cold brew coffee in there yet?
Oh, no, yeah, totally. How much? Put some cold brew coffee in there.
How much?
30 per drink. Okay, 30 per drink. Sorry,
mils,
I thought
mils.
I had...
No, you were rambling on, mate. Fuck, you were just crying, rambling on. Nobody knew what was going on, mate. It was fucking crazy, mate.
it's just very different when you're staring into your bench top rather than making eye contact awkwardly with Hungry over there while you sip a can of beer at the same time.
Audio contact's good enough. Hey, okay, so my coffee's in there, all my liquid's in there now, so now I'm putting
so you got your ice in there?
How much ice am I putting in?
Just put in like as much as you've got, but you want to fill that baby shaker up.
Okay, I'm gonna take the ice out of the martini glasses at this stage. Just
good. Well, I'm really glad this is the same to say. Like, it's Hungry has done the right thing and chilled down his glassware.
Yeah.
Most cocktail bartenders will even still forget to do this.
No, mate. No.
So like it's
Okay, so this is the hardest part for me, and this is probably when she had Rick on speed dial because I'm right next to the desk here, and I'm about to do that thing where you chuck it over and just give it a whack.
So have you got the big tin on top of the little tin?
Yeah, no, I haven't yet. I'm about to do that, but what's
the technique? When you do it, so if you look at the tin,
okay,
so you want to have them on an angle,
yep.
So they should make a flat line down one side. Okay, so put the big tin on, make sure it lines up with the bottom one, and then just give it a light tap with the palm of your hand.
Does that sound alright?
Yeah, that sounded good.
Okay.
So now when you're shaking it, you should be able to make an L.
Look, Caitlin, I'm afraid.
Make an L with your elbow, mate. You can move out behind the desk there a little bit. There we go.
So on your left hand, make an L, and you should be able to feel it straight and then close it. So you've got your fingers spread across both tins.
Okay, yeah, got you.
Yeah, alright. So now we're going to sort of make a pumping action.
Pistol grip pump.
Let the record show that Caitlin laughed then, like a little child. Okay, I'm shaking it.
I'm shaking it too.
I'm also shaking it.
Oh, we don't have a strainer. Damn it.
You don't need a strainer. There's ways around this. I reckon you've shaken it enough, Hungry. I reckon it's good to go.
I've just about had enough of this shit, so yeah.
Yeah, it's shaking.
Okay.
All right, so... I've got a cocktail strainer at home. If you don't have a cocktail strainer at home, there's two ways you can go about this. So have you cracked your shaker yet?
No, how do you do that?
I'm hungry.
What do you do?
So when you want to put your fingers again like how you had it.
Yeah.
And then give it a crack with your palm with the back again. So make sure you're holding on to the bottom shaker quite firmly.
Okay.
So the top shaker's loose. So you'll see there's a little gap where it forms a half moon.
Yeah, got it. I got it.
Boom.
I feel like the king of the world. And it's frothy as fuck. It's like perfect.
That's what you want, right?
Okay.
So, now, because you don't have a strainer, what you're going to do is you're going to put the little one back in on top of the liquid.
Okay.
So as you pour it, you're going to pour it around the base of the little shaker.
I'm confused now.
So, like, it's like if you've got a tumbler glass, right? So you put the tumbler glass in there, so you're going to restrict the flow, so you're going to stop those bits of ice coming
out. Oh, yeah, I understand that. Okay, sweet.
Yeah.
Straight into the martini glass.
Straight into the martini glasses.
Okay. This is definitely going to go bad, but let's do it.
I reckon you'll be fine.
Oh fuck, it's going everywhere, but it's kind of working in a weird, strange way. Here we go. Oh fuck.
That sounds ominous, but I'm sure you'll be fine. We've literally given you the hardest cocktail of isolation so far to begin with. Like, it's from this point on that gets so much easier. Okay.
I think it's actually, you know, like, if we had all the tools in front of us, it's actually quite an easy one, because it is essentially just all into a shaker, shake, and then strain.
Yeah, exactly. There's heaps of finesse, bro.
I'm painting the picture in my mind, in my own mind.
I think a video of Johnny making this himself is needed after this, just to show everyone how easy this is, and mm-hmm. just make Cam, and then watch him sort of mess up so Cam feels not so guilty about spilling.
Wait a minute, I think I've made a fucking cocktail here.
Mate, I think you've made two fucking cocktails there.
I have, actually, you're right, I have.
I think it's a confidence thing, being hungry. It's, you know, you do this a couple of times and you'll be...
Oh, just own it. You just got to own it, eh? Like, when it comes to making cocktails...
Do you know how we're gonna finish this little sucker off? You've got two ways you can go with this. So.
John, go, you never got me that cocoa.
I don't. There's no Milo out there,
motherfucker.
There's no Milo.
Basically, you can if you want to make a little mocha situation, you just hit it with some chocolate powder.
Look at it.
Or Milo, if you want to kick it old school.
Look at the drink, guys.
Is it
like
foamy?
It's like they're fucking perfect, bro. And they're both the exact same amount. That was like my scariest part.
Mate, you've nailed it. Like I said, it's the literally. Like, everyone thinks an espresso martini is the hardest thing in the world to make. Like, it is actually really easy.
Can you take a picture of me, Caitlin, with these teenies? And then we'll put them on the internet. Hang on, I'll just get you my phone, my thing there. All these ingredients in the way. Sweet. Sorry, mate, we're just doing a little bit of media-related
stuff. That's all right. I'm on board. Like, it's get the media on. Like, it's...
Fucking A. Yeah. I think we're about to go in. Are you going in?
I'm going in. Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
It's a good time, right?
Oh, bro, it's great. I love espresso teenies, man. I felt like the king of the world when I discovered espresso teenies. Especially like when espresso... I was trying to kind of quit speed a little bit and just have a teeny. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just get on the teeny tip rather than the the chewy, chewy run tip.
So shout out Harpoon Cold Brew. They obviously are making this specific cold brew basically for cocktails, right? Because it's like a concentrate.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, but at the same time.
It's got that foam
still
activation.
Still tastes good with a bit of water.
This decoupia with a K is next level. Obviously, they've been doing that shit since back in the day, yo. And Finlandia vodka of Finland. Everyone's got their vodka. Mm. This is Finland's vodka.
Yeah, exactly. But as well, if you want to put a bit more bougie sort of twist on this bad boy, there is an amazing or you buy there's an amazing New Zealand coffee liqueur called Cook Brown Fox, which awesome. Know it well, yeah. So we've done the quarantine edition. So yeah, you can jump online and buy this pack from Glengarry. I think it's like $110. But you're getting enough of everything to make like 23 espresso martinis.
You'll be sitting around the house, espresso quarantini, eh? Let's get it fucking done.
Mate, like it's if you want to charge through the weekend on the espresso quarantini, this is the ultimate way to do it.
Gordon, where on the Glengarry website can I find this?
So if you jump into, once the website's loaded, if you click on spirits, you'll see a little thing saying spirit bundles. Click in there and you'll see a whole lot of cocktails. Packages you can get, and there's even some educational videos from my boy Kenny on there as well, teaching you how to make some stuff like a Negroni, margarita, mojito, all sorts.
Sure, bro, thank you.
So it's the one-stop shop.
Thank you very much, Gwilym, and big ups to Glengarry Wines are delivering at the moment, so make sure you, if you do, buy in bulk so there's less deliveries for everybody. Maybe ask everyone else in your flat if they want some piss. I'm sure they do.
Mm. Also, bear in mind you can't order more than 3 bottles of spirits at a time at the moment because of the current restrictions.
Okay.
No, put in place by the government.
That's worth so, bearing in mind.
If you're going to buy cocktail bundles, make sure you're buying ones with less bottles of spirits if you are worried about, say, chucking that bottle of gin or that bottle of Jack on top of your order.
So, sweet, bro.
Awesome, guys. See you next week.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much,
Colin. Happy quarantini.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. For beer, wine and spirits delivered to your door, go to glengarrywines.co.nz.